Welcome to the first episode of Conversations with Carla here for the new year. We're in 2020 and the Princeton women's basketball team, 12-1 on the season, ranked 25th in the AP poll, 24th in this week's coaches poll, 8 straight wins. Carla Berube, the head coach of the Tigers, welcome and happy new year.
Thanks, Cody.
Before we talk about the Ivy League opener coming up Saturday, I want to backtrack a little bit. This is the first time we've had the chance to sit down with you since mid-December. That was heading into that Missouri trip. That was December 18th at Mizzou, 68-33. Princeton coming away with a victory. The fewest points Missouri has ever scored in a game. Take us through that one.
Yeah. Just a great, and I'm thinking back now because it's almost been a month.
It's been almost a month.
Yeah. Just a great all-out team effort. I think that defensively, We just stuck to the game plan really well and defended them. You know, they had some really good talented offensive players and just kind of took them away from what they wanted to do and rebounded the ball well, ran the floor well, and then executed what we needed to execute. And great win. Another big time atmosphere in the Midwest, big arena. And, just had a great 40 minutes of Tiger basketball.
And then 2 days later, you make the trip to St. Louis to take on St. Louis University, maybe the creepiest mascot in college basketball, the Billikens. They have, like, I think they still have giant bobbleheads in the bathrooms there, this Billiken, but 66-50, the victory. And in that one, Bella Allery, her 36th career double-double. That's a new program record previously held by Naveen Rashid, class of 2013. And Bella just continues to sort of rewrite the record books and check off accolades here at Princeton.
Yeah, she had a really great game there. Inside, outside, scoring in a lot of different ways, played really great defense. They had some bigs inside that we needed to stop. And she was tremendous. It was a bit of a grind that game, a lot of back and forth. We got a good lead and then St. Louis came back in the second half. And But made some plays. We made the plays we needed to, and came out with a big victory there. Came home feeling good for the holiday.
I know it's not necessarily a young team because you have a lot of veteran leadership, but it's a new coaching staff and a group that's still sort of getting to know each other. What does a trip like that do for team chemistry? I know you had a chance to go to Taylor Bauer's house for dinner one night. What does a trip like that do for chemistry?
Yeah, it's really important and it helps out a lot. We're still getting to know them, and they're getting to know us, and it's just fun being that. We just really love being with them and together and to have, those times off the court, I think is really important. We went to the Bowers. We had a great time at their house. We went up the arch. We went to Busch Stadium. So got to see a little bit of St. Louis and, had a really great trip there.
Not a bad way to spend the day off.
No.
And then one final game to close out 2019, a 40-point victory over New Hampshire, the final weekend of 2019, 77-37. You guys jumped out to an 18-0 lead out of the gate. The Wildcats' first field goal came with 4 seconds left in the first quarter. So continuing that defensive prowess. I want to talk about a couple of individual performances and players that maybe we haven't talked a lot about. Taylor Bauer, 9.7 rebounds, pretty close to a double-double in that, and a player that maybe doesn't always show up in the box score, but you need players like Taylor Bauer on your team.
Yeah, she certainly is that player that, you look at a box score and it doesn't look, not every game it looks like she's made an impact, but we know what kind of impact she's had on the game. She plays just tough defense. She's very physical, great rebounder. She's doing the dirty work, right? She's boxing out the other team's big so others can get in and get those rebounds. She runs the floor extremely hard every single possession that opens up things for others. So, she's really important. Game in and game out, we know what we're going to get from Taylor.
And in that 40-point win over New Hampshire, Carly Littlefield is sidelined. She didn't play. Maggie Connolly gets her second career start and drops a career-high 17.
Yeah, Maggie was great. You know, inserted into the starting lineup, but certainly ready and we're very confident in Maggie's ability and skills, and she was tremendous. Took care of the ball really, really well, played a lot of minutes and you know, distributed it well, and then scored when she needed to. Ran our offenses really well, and yeah, she's another, you know, really important, you know, cog to our team.
I know you sort of inherited this non-conference schedule, but if you look at it, I get the impression that as a coach, you want to play some lopsided games so you can stretch the bench, and then you've had games against Seton Hall and Iowa where it's been really a battle down the stretch. Is that the ideal way to go through non-conference play, sort of having a mix of that?
Yeah, I think you need those tough games, right? You want to... you know, just challenge yourselves and see where you're at. And then you want to play some teams within the region that are still, you know, competitive games. But it's nice to have, you know, some of those games where you can get, you know, other players involved that don't normally get the high amount of minutes to, you know, to see where they're at too. And, you know, I think we go really deep. I'm very, you know, confident in everybody that puts on our uniform and that can get in there and give us big minutes. So you're looking forward to this Ivy League season because of the back-to-backs and you know, needing a deep bench. You know, looking forward to watching our Tigers compete.
And of course, the Princeton women's basketball team opens up Ivy League play this Saturday, a 1 o'clock tip off against the Penn Quakers at the Palestra. The past few seasons, it's pretty much been Penn and Princeton battling down the stretch for that Ivy League crown. I was going to ask you about a couple of things that are sort of unique to Princeton and the Ivy League, and one of them was the back-to-back games, which I'm sure you didn't do that at Tufts, or did you?
We did, yeah.
You so did. Was it Friday and Saturday?
Yep. Yeah, it was actually shorter. It would be Friday night at 7, and it would be Saturday at 3. So, yeah, I'm used to it.
So something you are used to, and then something that's sort of unique to Princeton, once you guys step off the court and leave Philadelphia Saturday, you don't play again until Friday, January 31st, this Princeton exam break. Talk about your plan for that exam break and how you're going to handle the schedule.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I'm not used to. I mean, it's a good time. For one, you know, they need to be focused on their exams, their papers, their, you know, projects, but also a time for us to, you know, get in the weight room, work on our sort of our individual skill work, player development stuff. And then we'll practice too. But it's, you know, it's a good balance of those things. And, you know, 'cause we don't want to lose where we're at. They need to stay in shape as well. But it's also like most important is that they're getting the time they need, to be ready for their exams. Yeah, and looking forward to Saturday. You know, you hear about the Penn Princeton rivalry, and excited to be a part of the my first one on Saturday. Penn is a very talented group, and you know, a lot of people talk about our defense. That is a very, very good defensive team, and their opponents average, you know, less than ours do. So it's going to be a great challenge, and playing in the Palestra and you know, going there and you know, you want to have a great game because you don't play again for 3 weeks. So it's you know, it's a really important game for us.
Talked about that Penn defensively holding opponents under 48 points a game. You guys holding opponents to right around 50. Penn Princeton, I want to talk about one player, Kayla Padilla, the freshman. You know, you talk about all the talented players to come through, and she's someone that's really stood out this year. What kind of challenge does she pose?
Yeah, she's just really talented guard. You know, she can shoot the three, she can put the ball on the floor, get to the rim. You know, great passer, sees the floor well, good defender. You know, we're not looking forward to seeing her for 4 years, but I think it's great for the Ivy League to have that kind of talent, you know, across the way in Philly. But yeah, it'll be a great challenge for us to not only, you know, stop her, but you know, they've got a lot of talent with Parker and Sturba, and it's, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Penn is 10-1, their lone loss on the road at Duke, 66-50 back in late November, and Princeton ranked in the top 25 in both polls, 12-1, one loss on the road in overtime at defending Big Ten champion Iowa. Should be a good one Saturday, 1 o'clock at the Palestra. That's available on ESPN+, and if you live local to Princeton or in Philadelphia, you can also watch that on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Coach Carla Berube, good luck Saturday. The Ivy League opener, second season really starts this weekend.
That's right. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Cody.
This has been the first edition of Conversations with Carla here in 2020. And again, Princeton tipping off at the Palestra Saturday at 1. Jerry Price will be back next week, and we will talk to you then.